my children. Birds are birds. They are clothed, they have feathers, and they can put into their little beaks whatever nature provides. How much more could I care for you, my dear children? And still you are worried about what you will eat tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. I do not worry. I take each day as if it was my last. I don't give a hard time to anyone. I am not a burden to anyone. I take care of the family. And I'm grateful for my faith, for painting, for everything, and for being kind of a jack of all trades.
In the audio documentary I Have Overcome My Fears, we are going to introduce to you three normal but at the same time exceptional people who have overcome their fears and conquered their enemies. The enemies of prejudice, unfavorable political circumstances, and search for their identity. Each one has a different background, each one a different fate. What they have in common is the fact that they have decided to use their talents, abilities, and perseverance to build a better society. This audiobook is an oral history of the lives of three Roma men born in post-World War II Slovakia. Their stories, originally told to an interviewer, were transcribed and recorded by Post Bellum CA using actors Richard Autner and Tomáš Palonder. It also contains expert content on issues published in the book The Roma Captured in Politics by Vlado Rafael. First chapter. Identity.
My name is František Godla. I was born in 1946. I'm a teacher. I started out teaching at a high school and later on became the principal. I come from the small village of Olche, where I was born as the 10th and youngest child. We were 8 brothers and 2 sisters. Today only me and my 2 sisters are still alive. There wasn't Roma settlement in our village. Just 2 Roma families, that of my father and of his brother. Our houses were in the middle of the village, close to the church, opposite the school. In my opinion, quite ideal conditions for living together in harmony. My brothers were workers and musicians, such was the family tradition. All my siblings fared well in life. My brothers were all skillful in music and in crafts.
My name is Stanislav Cina. I was born into a Roma working class family in Stropko in April of 1972. I'm the eldest of 3 children. I have a younger brother and sister. We grew up in a house that was built by my grandparents and is located in a non-Roma part of the community. When we were at school, our parents always reminded us of the importance of our academic results. We were aware of our Roma origins. Gypsies, that's what they called us back then. My parents emphasized to us that as a gypsy you need to be twice as good as a gajo, a non-Roma. Failing in a school or being unsuccessful was considered shameful. As far as education was concerned, our parents were strict with us. And because I had good grades, there was the expectation, not that I didn't wish for it myself, that I would go to university.
My name is Tibor Ola. I was born on May 30th, 1952 in Detva.